You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
You're listening to The Blueprint, and here is Leader Andrew Scheer's comments to the assembled caucus of the Conservative Party of Canada here in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Merci beaucoup, chers amis, pour cet accueil très chaleureux, très formidable. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for that very warm welcome. Thank you very much, Lisa, for that very kind introduction. It's great to be here in Winnipeg. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici à Winnipeg avec vous. It's especially great to be with you, with this hardworking, dedicated, principled, and enthusiastic Conservative caucus. And I want to give a special shout-out and thank you to our House leadership team, to our Deputy Leader Lisa Raitt, our House Leader Candice Bergen, notre lieutenant politique au Québec Alain Reyes, our Deputy House Leader Chris Warkentin, our Whip Mark Strahl, be kind to the Whip, our Deputy Whip John Brassard, and our Caucus Party Liaison Diane Finley. Thanks very much to our House leadership team. And, of course, our caucus chair, David Sweet, et du Sénat, leaders Larry Smith et Yona Martin, whips Don Plett et Jean-Guy Dagenet, and the Senate caucus chair, David Wells. Thank you to all of you for being here as well. So it's been a great summer. I've had a lot of fun. I've made it to every region of this beautiful country. I've eaten more hot dogs and hamburgers than I care to admit. I've even started to believe some of the things Jill's been talking about, this whole exercise thing that she may be onto something. But it's been such a great summer because I've had the opportunity to meet with so many great Canadians from coast to coast, every corner of our great nation. And some who have been dedicated supporters for a while, some who are just brand new to politics, and many more who are just growing sick and tired of Liberal policies that make their lives harder every single day. Now, if you've been doing the same thing, you've probably been hearing a lot of the same things I've been hearing. When you talk to people about the Trudeau government, they're getting more and more upset. And it's not just our supporters. It's not just conservatives who have stuck with our party throughout the year. Mais ce qui arrive maintenant est que nous rencontrons des gens tout le temps qui nous disent qu'ils ont voté pour les libéraux, et qui nous disent maintenant qu'ils regrettent de l'avoir fait. Now, what's got them so upset? Well, for starters, there's the problem on our border, the tent cities, the thousands of people who are illegally crossing. Il y a le problème à la frontière, les villes du temps, les milliers de personnes qui arrivent ici et demandant le statut de réfugié. Canadians are telling us that they are angry that the crisis has been going on since January, and still the Liberals have done nothing to stop the flow of illegal border crossings. They're angry that people are trying to take advantage of our generous system. Canadians are proud to do our share to help the world's most vulnerable and offer protection to those facing persecution and violence. But you know, I've been to upstate New York, and I've been to North Dakota. Those places are safe. Yet on Trudeau's watch, thousands have walked in, encouraged by his irresponsible comments that everyone will be welcomed when he knows it's not true. Pourtant, sous Justin Trudeau, des milliers de gens arrivent, sans doute encouragés par ses propos irresponsables, selon lesquels tout le monde sera bienvenu, alors qu'il sait que ce n'est pas vrai. And we already have backlogs growing. And you know, it's not fair and compassionate to the hundreds of thousands of people facing real persecution and violence in refugee camps around the world who now have to wait longer because of Trudeau's irresponsible actions. People are also outraged that the Liberal government chose to to give a $10.5 million payout to Omar Khadr, a decision they made on their own. 10,5 millions de dollars et des excuses. Quand nous serons de retour à Ottawa, nous allons questionner Justin Trudeau à propos de cette mauvaise décision. $10.5 million and an apology. And when we get back to Ottawa, we'll be asking the Liberals about that too. But most of all, we've been hearing from another group of Canadians. We've been hearing from the very people that Justin Trudeau said he was going to help. The very people that he claimed to work for. They're feeling mad, they're feeling betrayed, and they're feeling like they were lied to. They believed that he was going to be the great defender of the middle class, a message he sold so well. And yet, he's hurting the very people he claimed to help. He's raising payroll taxes, making it more expensive for employers to hire people and retain their staff. He canceled tax breaks that hardworking Canadians need. He's imposing a carbon tax that will raise the cost of everything and kill jobs across the country. And just when you need a stiff drink to cope with all these new Liberal tax hikes, you realize that he's raised the taxes on beer and wine too. Lors de ses deux premières années au pouvoir, Justin Trudeau n'a fait que nuire aux personnes qu'il prétend aider. That's the lie of the left. The Liberals think they hold a monopoly on compassion. But tell me, what is compassionate about what he's doing? They don't know, they don't understand, and believe me, they don't care. And I think that realization is starting to sink in all across the country. Higher taxes help no one. If they knew, if they understood, and if they cared, they wouldn't be raising those payroll taxes, making it harder for businesses to retain their staff or hire new employees. S'ils savaient, s'ils comprenaient, s'ils avaient leurs intérêts à cœur, les libéraux n'auraient pas annulé le crédit d'impôt pour le transport en commun, un bénéfice mis en place par notre gouvernement conservateur pour véritablement aider les Canadiens qui travaillent fort. If they knew, if they understood, if they cared, the Liberals would not be punishing local businesses and their employees with crippling new taxes. Trudeau wants to make local businesses pay more, regardless of their bottom line, or the workers that they'll be forced to lay off. And we're not talking about multinational corporations here. In fact, they're left protected. We're talking about the mom and pop businesses that sustain our communities, the cashier working at the hardware store down the street, or the college kid who just got his first job with the local landscaper. Nous ne parlons pas des multinationales. En fait, les multinationales seront protégées. Nous parlons des entreprises familiales qui font vivre nos communautés. La caissière du magasin du coin, l'étudiant qui vient de trouver son premier travail comme plombier. Hurting small business job creators is dangerous to the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of Canadians. And look at what the Liberals say. Justin Trudeau actually said that he believes that small businesses are actually just ways for wealthier Canadians to save on their taxes. That was his direct quote. Now, I have no doubt that Justin Trudeau and Bill Morneau move in the kinds of circles where lots of people do that. But we talk to and we fight for the plumbers, the mechanics, the grocery store owners, the farmers, the ranchers who just want to create jobs in their communities and save for their families. So you tell me what's fair about a landscaper who can't hire more workers when these tax changes come into effect because his tax burden is too heavy. You tell me what's fair for college students who can't find work in the summer because local businesses aren't offering any new position. What's compassionate about the mechanic who has to cancel expansion plans because business is about to get more expensive? Well, you're right. There's nothing fair about it, and there's nothing compassionate about it, and conservatives will fight this every step of the way. Ces personnes travaillent fort, elles sont honnêtes et elles sont démonisés par la politique malavisée de Justin Trudeau. These are good people, hardworking people. These are honest people who are being demonized by Justin Trudeau's Liberals just to pay for their out-of-control spending. These are the people who create jobs and stimulate the economy. And I've talked to so many men and women on the farm who are in the combine at 6 a.m. and run it till midnight so they can get their crop off before the frost hits. Families who live above the pizza shop they opened up years ago. Can you imagine the shock of the mechanic who wakes up early to get to work hours before his employees, hours before the five people who have jobs thanks to the risk he's taken and the hard work he's putting in, only to be told at the end of the day that the Liberals think that he's a tax cheat. And then as he's sitting around the dinner table, he opens up the newspaper and reads that the new taxes he's paying is going to bail out big companies like Bombardier. That is shameful. That's not right. Peut-être que les personnes que Justin Trudeau et Bill Morneau fréquentent ne se soucient pas de ces personnes. Peut-être passent-ils trop de temps dans des événements à accès privilégié. Ils ont oublié que ces personnes existent. Ou peut-être que c'est simplement car leurs amis ne vont pas être affectés par ces décisions. Perhaps the fancy socks, magazine covers, and private islands have clouded his judgment or caused him to forget. But we know that the Liberal policies that he's proposing are hurting the very people he claims to help. New entrants to the workforce, young Canadians, new Canadians who have come to Canada for the hope and opportunity that we provide. Now our job, from now until the 2019 election and beyond, is to convince Canadians that there is a better way. We need to bring our positive message to all Canadians. The Conservative Party has always been the party of prosperity, the party that celebrates success and wants all Canadians to share in it, the party that understands that there is more to society than just government, the party that knows that free people making free decisions grows an economy and makes a country stronger, the party that rejects the politics of envy and refuses to pit one group of Canadians against another. Now, it's going to take a lot of hard work, but I know I can count on all of you, the best and most hardest working people on Parliament Hill. I'm counting on your support, your talent, and your wisdom to help us get the job done. We know that what we do benefits the lives of all Canadians. We know that we don't just lower taxes so we can get a favorable opinion piece from the Financial Post or balance the budget so that we like to see black ink on the ledger books. We cut taxes so families have more money at the end of the month to pay their priorities, to spend on their priorities, to invest in their children's education, to make much-needed improvements to their homes. We balance the budget so that future generations of Canadians don't have to pay more interest payments on the debt that the Trudeau Liberals are racking up today. That's why we do what we do. So as we go back to Ottawa, the Liberals can continue to listen and take their cues from the cocktail circuits and the Hollywood elites and billionaire CEOs. We'll take ours from the soccer fields, the Legion Halls, the grocery stores, the local businesses who create jobs and opportunities, because that's who we are and that's who we're fighting for. So let's get to work.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca. We'll be right back.